At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yo! What's up? What's up? It's your Audible Boo thing, Ambrus Miles Jones, coming at you right now on Anchor, the best app for podcasts. That's me kissing Anchor's ass.
Look at her giving y'all some type of love. This is your girl, Voice of Reason.
Oh, Voice of Reason.
On the ones and twos with Miss Ambrus Miles Jones, here live and in person.
Ooh, this is nice. Professionally Silly is expanding with awesomeness because the Voice of Reason is here. Now, I told y'all that I was going to bring her in for part two of yesterday's Mother's Day broadcast. We talked about different things, but we lost our feed. Like, I actually had a recorded podcast recording with someone else randomly that Anchor chose for me, Sappho. And I apologize if you're listening, Sappho, but Anchor would not allow me to keep the 4 minutes that we recorded together. So I don't know where it is. So I'm redoing it with Voice of Reason, and we're going to have a good time.
Oh, we're definitely going to have a good time.
Because now she's live in here with me.
I'm live, in person, touchable, feelable, all melanated and shit. You're right.
I just poked that bitch's melanated left shoulder.
I can't.
You understand?
But you know what's crazy is, like, Anchor, as much as we love you, we don't love the fact that you just deleted so much awesomeness from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not just our podcast together, but as she said with Saffron, it was just like amazingness that was just, it was a one hitter quitter.
And audibly raped.
I'm just saying.
That's how I feel.
And then all of a sudden, Anchor was like, oh, it's too perfect. Delete.
Exactly. But you know what? We coming at you with a part two right after this random ass sound that you about to hear.
Yep, yep. Alright guys, so we're back with our Audible Boo thing, Ambrus Miles Jones.
Hey bitches.
Yes, aka Professionally Silly.
Hey.
And this is your girl, Voice of Reason. So we got some shit to tell you today.
That was the sound of me opening my Hennessy bottle.
Was that a Hennessy bottle just, you know, being randomly opened on the side?
TGIM, baby. TGI Monday, boo.
You know. But yeah, so I'm going to let her take it away because, you know, it's the Audible Boo thing. What else do you do?
Yay, Audible Boo thing take over. You know what I mean? So this is part two, like she said, of yesterday's broadcast on Mother's Day. And I wanted to ask, actually, your opinion on a few topics that I discussed.
Bet.
So the first topic was a woman, and this is out of Australia. She is saying that we should ask our baby's consent to change their diapers. And because you're Voice of Reason, I know you. You have a way of finding the positive, wise part of any type of situation. Samantha, sit your ass down. See, this pussy's going crazy. Oh,
it's
my cat's name. Just so you know, it's my cat's name.
I don't know. We need to do a new thing for Samantha. You know, like how M.A. had, you know, Stephanie as him, Heffany. You know, we'll figure that out later.
We'll get that.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you started with Australia. So, you know, we already got the Joeys jumping and the kangaroos going crazy.
Yo, them kangaroos is crazy. They just got out of prison. They strong as fuck.
I'm just saying, you know, they know what they're doing. So, on that note, we already starting with a crazy situation. The fact that she wants to ask for the baby's consent to change their diaper just kind of gets me. Because, you know, first you try to figure out, what does baby mean? Is this like 3 month, 6 month, 18 month? Like, where we at on the baby?
I feel like if you still wearing a diaper and you shit on yourself, you should be glad that somebody's willing to change that diaper.
See, but the other thing is, like, as a baby, they already give you consent. That's why they cry. That's why they give them faces. Like, you don't need to go and ask them because they've been alerted you. Like, hello, caw-caw.
Exactly.
I'm ready to get changed. Like, in case you were wondering, here's this 3 minute cry to let you know, like, wipe my ass and, you know, clean me up. Mm-hmm. I would like to be so fresh and so clean as Outkast states.
Now, okay, there are a lot of people who are looking further into what she's saying, and I don't know if this is what she's trying to say, but I do understand that letting children know at a young age that their consent and that their reactions matter, I understand that, but a baby.
Yeah, and I get that, and I agree with that, but the thing is, there's a certain age that that starts at.
When they can speak.
I don't feel, exactly, when they can actually make decisions for themselves, I don't think you need to start at the baby age. I think that's like just taking it to the extreme, which a lot of people do nowadays. I do agree on the note that you should allow kids, and catch, I said kids, be able to know that they have choices, they have opinions, and they matter. And it's not just a like, well, I'm your parent, so do as I say, not as I do.
You will do as I say.
Right.
Why? Because I said so.
Because I'm the law. And you know, like that, yeah, we should have it where they know that their voice matters, but that does not mean that you need to start as early as a baby. Cause look, they did give you consent. That was what that cry was for. Why do you think they was crying so loud? Exactly.
Well,
exactly. That was like cheers.
I agree with what she said. I had to take a drink.
You know, I get it. I was there.
Okay. I feel what you're saying. So I want you guys to call in as well, you know, with your opinions as to what, you know, babies should have a right to say.
You know,
and if you've got that Anchor app, obviously you already know where to come and get me. You can just go ahead and hit that little plus sign and talk to me sexually.
But wait, if a minute, now you're cheating on me?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I mean, I guess, you know, on Anchor, you could kind of cheat.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm all about the phone calls.
Kind of wait.
And if you don't have Anchor, you can always call me on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828.
And then if you didn't hear her, I'll tell you again. It is 805-664-1828. Yes, you heard it correctly.
What's good? Your audible blue thing has returned. I don't know why I'm doing
blue
that.
Thing.
But she co-signed it, so it made sense. All right. Voice of Reason is back with me, Amber Smiles Jones, here on the Professionally Silly Station, here on Anchor.
Yep, first.
I hope you guys enjoyed that last segment, because the next one's going to be very interesting as well.
It's going to be mad interesting.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
Voice. Like numbers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Numbers. Voice. I'm, can I call you Voice?
You know, call me Vore.
Vore? Okay.
Vore.
Yeah. Let me. Voice of Reason. For those of you who didn't get that. Voice. Vore, excuse me. I apologize.
No, you're good.
No disrespect, man.
You're good, pimping. You're good.
There, in the last podcast, I did an episode or a segment on my last episode about a woman who was arrested for sending 65,000 text messages to one person in the course of several months.
And I almost stopped you there just to be like, yo, was this to like a group message? Or was this like a family oriented message? But you done already told me the answer. It's one person. One. Uno.
That shit is crazy.
First off, 65,000. You know, if I'm a numbers person, you know, I'm Voice of Reason, but I'm also numbers. Yes, that was a Hennessy bottle she was just opening. And you know, when I do the numbers and I think about my own messages throughout the months, day in, day out, all that greatness, I don't think I really send past 5,000 in a month.
That's fair. I think that's average, because when you think about it, when you do the math, you're a mathematician in your own head.
Mm-hmm. You yeah.
That's roughly 400 to 500 text messages a day to get to 65,000 in several months.
Right. And you know, I'm just saying, like, most of the time you go to what, 10, 15 messages before you get your answer and y'all meet up in person?
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm done.
I'm just saying.
Hella done. So y'all definitely need to go ahead and take a listen to the last podcast, because shit was going down. So let me ask you this.
Like, down in the DMs.
Down in the DMs.
Not Instagram DMs, actually. Just, you know.
At True Smiles Jones. Slide inside of my DM. Yeah. But do it slyly and slowly.
That sound very sexual. Very sexual.
It was meant to. It's an audible boo thing.
don't pay her no mind, guys. Don't pay her no mind. You know, that's about the 2, 3, 4 margaritas talking.
Yeah. And Hennessy,
you
know, all that.
Hennessy on top of it. You know,
ask yourself Voice of Reason. Okay. And listeners, ask yourself this. And your friends and family, whoever the fuck has a phone. What is the most amount of text messages you've sent someone in one day?
Exactly. That is a great question. Because like I said earlier, you know, about 15 messages in, y'all done met up by that time. Like, you know, that's what, 7.5 messages per person. And then after that, let me just call in. And then let me just call, like, literally call in. Like, call in when, you know, because when you listen to this. But you know, you like call the person and then you're like, yo, I'll be there in about an hour. Bet. No more text messages. I mean, let's look at today. We text today as an example. You text me this morning.
I did.
I was like, bet I should be here about 7 to 10 text messages later per person. It was like, bet I'm in the car.
But you also have to keep in mind that those text messages were actually wanted between the two of us for communication.
That is the point that we're about to get to. Mm-hmm. Those were actually, I require you to respond to this so that I can respond back to you.
Exactly.
Not a one-way street.
Informative convo.
On a one-way street, the fact that you got past 15...
Hello? Where are you?
You got past 15...
Why aren't you answering?
And 15 is a lot.
What are you doing?
Are you sleeping
now? I want to bathe in your blood.
Right.
She said that, actually.
Are you sleeping right now? I know I asked you 15 minutes ago, but what about now? Did you fall asleep now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just ignoring my messages? Like, that's just scary. Like, at first, I was like, oh, why did she get... Like, how dare they arrest her?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wait, 65,000 to one person? Look, you can't send me 65.
Well, don't forget, she was also arrested previously for breaking into his house and being found in his bathtub.
I'm sorry. I'm from the South, and I am a military kid. You break into my house if you want to, and I'm going to tell you right now, you might as well just sign your death wish, tell your family and friends what else that you wanted them to have, because you gave me full rights to take you out. Okay? Okay. Bam! Oh,
what's up? What's up? Your audible boo thing has returned.
Yes.
Visiting here with Voice Reason.
You know, it just says what it says. Voice of Reason.
She's very reasonable, I must say.
I try to be.
I want to thank you, for joining us today. It was awesome having you on Professionally Silly today.
And I thank you for inviting me, not only to, you know, record with you, but to do it live and in person. Guys, like, I just, like, pushed her. Like, I touched her.
My body.
Oh, my gosh. I touched her in person. And it just makes a difference. It's cool to, you know, do podcasts together when you can call people up. But the fact that we just connected the East Coast with the West Coast, literally, she lives in L.A., California. I live in Orlando, Florida. So we went completely opposite sides.
Yeah.
And we are live and in person.
Yeah.
That says something.
Live!
And in person.
I really enjoy those topics, man. And let me tell you something. If you guys got to go ahead and hit that subscribe and or favorite button on the Voice of Reason, because our podcast is fire.
Yes. And if you go and listen to me, that gives me more reason to know that I need to keep my ass on Anchor.
And that's true. As a content creator, I'm speaking for all content creators. It lets us know how much you appreciate the hard work and creativity that we put into our content. If just by listening.
Exactly.
Just
this
by
shit
listening.
Ain't easy. I mean, it can get easy at times, but it's not easy. You know, we actually take out our time to try to put out content that y'all want to hear.
Yeah, we got day jobs.
You know? So we would love the fact that if you listen, share with a friend, you know, like, applaud, favorite.
Yeah.
All that stuff that lets us know and that keeps us pushing forward.
Keeps us pushing forward.
Forward.
Nice. I'm trying to figure out when we're going to get our BET award, because you that know, was like gold.
I just say, me.
Beyonce, watch the fuck out. We are coming for
actually,
you.
Actually, I'm sorry. I'm a fellow Virgo, so Beyonce, don't listen to that. She was kidding. You know, our birthday is a day apart, so I understand.
Okay, Mary J. Blige, watch
there
out.
There we go. Now, on that note, MJ, we coming for you.
Biatch.
Beyonce, we just need you to echo this. That's all.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. I appreciate that. Once again, if you want to call in, my Google Voice number is 805-664-1828. Call in. I want to know what you got to say, what your thoughts are.
Definitely. You know, and for my listeners, if you want, just call in on Anchor. If you're not on Anchor, guess what? You can go on the website, click in, call in, and let us know how you think we did, or if you think we should do this more often.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you love the content.
That'll happen regardless of what the fuck they say, though.
That's very true. You know, we're very resilient and very stubborn.
Well, I guess I got more Hennessy to drink, so yeah. I guess before I go, I wanted to just say one thing.
I can't with her. And you know, my lovelies, peace, love, and blessings. I want to thank Amber Smiles Jones, aka Professionally Silly, for, you know, doing this with, or asking me to even do this with her. Like, this is so freaking amazing. And we love you. We freaking love you. And if nobody told you, you are dope, you are special, you are one of a kind. You are you. So, peace, love, and blessings from your girl, Voice of Reason, and
Amber Smiles Jones here on Professionally Silly. And don't you worry, my sex tape drops in about 2 months. I'm telling you, it's going
to
be wild.
Don't listen
it's going to be coconut oil.
No, what she meant was it's going to be margaritas, pina coladas, and a yacht party. That's what she meant to say.
So Ron Jeremy's going to be there.
Bye.